Springtime means longer days, budding trees, and planting seeds to harvest when the days grow short again. And for commentator Cy Montgomery, springtime means it's time to fill the coop again with freshly hatched baby chickens.
I ordered them on a day our country was at war, a day with 6 inches of snow on the ground, a day when it seemed here in New Hampshire that spring would never come. Weary of gray days and mounting sorrows, I knew what I had to do.
Cackle Hatchery, this is Jessica. How can I help you?
I called Cackle Hatchery.
I'd like to order 10 Dominiques.
Okay. Right. Did you want those in pullets or straight run?
Oh, pullets, please.
Dominiques, okay. A rare old breed, were the chickens of the Pilgrims. Okay. We'd breed our own, but we don't have a rooster. The last one attacked the minister and had to go live somewhere else. So every few years, I have to order supplements to the aging flock.
Now here's the older ladies. Hello, ladies.
Hello, my girls.
This is Scarlet. Scarlet's one of our older ladies. She's got a little balding going on.
Oh, someone's working on an egg here. Working on laying an egg for me? Oh, but there's no other eggs at all.
You know, when they're young, you get an egg out of almost everybody every day. But lately, I haven't been able to make cakes and pies because there hasn't been an egg until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You see if you've got something for me, have you? No, there's no egg yet. All right, you go back to work.
I count the days till the new chicks arrive. Half a day out of the egg, the babies are bundled off into a box and mailed from Lebanon, Missouri to Hancock, New Hampshire. Yes, they come in the mail. Still shaped like eggs, the chicks arrive on their third day of life in a cardboard box.
Hi, Cy.
Yeah.
It's Jan at the post office.
We got a box of peeping chickens.
Great. Yeah. I'll be right down.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, have you got my chicks?
Yes,
do they sound all right? Does it seem like everyone's alive?
Everybody looks good.
Oh, great.
And the little yellow ones have fur on their feet.
Oh, my darlings, I love you so much.
I can't believe their restraint that they didn't open the box.
I didn't want to take the liberty after all their mail, but
I know. Here we go. Oh, it's the softest feel in the whole world.
Then I bring them home to live in my office. After giving each chick a drink, I move them to their new quarters. A cardboard box that once held 24 rolls of Charmin toilet paper, warmed by a heat lamp and provisioned with chick mash. The chicks won't live in my office forever. After they've lost their yellow and gray baby fluff, after they've grown their beautiful black and white feathers, once the days are soft and warm, they'll join the other 12 ladies scratching for bugs in the yard. But until that day, they're with me almost all the time. I can see a few reasons why some people might not do this. Some might find all this peeping and the rambunctious thumps as the chicks get older a little distracting. And yes, it can get messy. For the next 5 or 6 weeks, I'm going to be dressing in clothing that goes with chicken droppings. I hold them and stroke them all the time. One or two will sleep in the folds of my sweater as I write. Tiny reptilian chicken feet will walk across my desk and scatter my papers. Few authors raise chicks in the room where they write. But perhaps this is the problem with literature today. I don't know, really, how these 10 chicks affect my writing, but I do know how they affect my soul. They're adorable and soft and soothing. At a time when, winter-weary, war-torn, I need soothing so desperately. But also, chicks are intense. They love their food. They love the warmth of their heat lamp. They're champion sleepers. And the moment they wake up, usually en masse, they seize the day in their tiny, strong orange bills. They peck with great passion and confidence, assurance going back to their direct ancestors, the dinosaurs. These babies remind me that life is that old and this new. They speak of spring and of eternity, reminding us in their peeping voices that we can summon the strength always to begin anew.
Cy Montgomery is author of Search for the Golden Moon Bear, science, and adventure in pursuit of a new species.